All right, as promised, we're going to talk a little Thayer Bobcat football here. We've got Briar Hancock, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, in the studio. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, so let's start, because let me start by just making this statement. I haven't been this excited about starting a Thayer Bobcat football team in probably 5 or 6 years. And it all stems, and just let me preface that and tell you why, because of the Fairgrove game.
Yeah.
I thought for a half and another half a quarter, we looked as good as anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
And if the Lair kid doesn't break free and go on that 90-yard run right before the half, I think we win that game.
Yeah, and I think it was just kind of one of those games where, in the weeks prior even, we saw kind of a build of, especially offensively, we kind of found that identity as a unit, and started a really great rotation at running back, and our offensive line really just started to click. I would say, even in the Mountain Grove game, I know we had some lulls there offensively, and then defensively gave up some big plays, but it was kind of that turning point for our guys, and not even just schematically and what have you, but just their overall mentality, and it's kind of carried over this summer.
I know after the Fairgrove game, we'll get to this year in just a second, but after the Fairgrove, some of the Fairgrove people, who were nicest folks in the world, they really were, they said, is that big fullback, is he really just a junior?
Yeah, we're happy to have him back.
I said, yeah, he's only a junior. I said, as a matter of fact, none of our skill players graduate.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my Lord, we don't want to have to play those guys next year.
Yeah, it's always great as a coach knowing that you bring back a lot of guys and even add more guys to it. And then even add the freshmen that are coming up that have a, really good football class. So we're extremely excited for this season to get going.
Yeah, I talked to Zeb Dubois after practice one day. I saw him at the grocery store. I said, how's it going? Summer practice going. Zeb goes, it's going good. And these freshmen, they came to play, man. So anyway, I adds to the excitement there. But okay, let's talk about the summer y'all have had. You've been to camps. I know summer stuff over here. I got to come watch some games that y'all played. You had the summer camp at Thayer with Salem and Harrison. What's been your assessment of the summer and the work the kids have put in?
Yeah, as coaches, we try to give these guys ample opportunity to see live play and not just go to a 7-on-7 where there's no pads or just practice against each other or whatever. So we try to use those days to the best of our ability to get live action against other teams. And so we have went to a few camps this summer. And, over this summer, we've really start to see our young kids grow. Even our older guys start understanding what we're trying to do offensively and defensively. And then at the very end, we went to Branson as our big team camp. And I think you saw that just go full circle. I thought our guys, defensively pursued the ball well. We were aligned correctly for the most part defensively, offensively. Talking about our offensive line just really started to click, as far as that goes. So, just seeing that growth throughout the summer has been a big deal for us.
All right, so here we are on Friday, the first week of practice, legal practice. And do you feel like maybe the team is a little bit ahead of where they might or where they were maybe last year or the year before?
There's some things that, we don't have to go back and get to the drawing board again. And talking about just some base plays. And I think that's a testament not only to the kids, but, just their overall ability and wanting to work for one another. Those guys up front are extremely smart. They understand fronts that defenses are trying to throw at us and maybe blitzes and things like that. So, there's some stuff that we didn't have to go back and reteach, and that's, always a good thing. And we can just continue adding and implementing new plays and things like that.
All right, so let's talk about numbers. And I know we talked during the summer, you had like 44 kids coming out. Are we still in that neighborhood? Officially now the roster is there.
Yeah, we're around 40. I think we have 38. Out of those 38, we have some really, really good players, talented players, and, have 12, I believe 12, maybe 11 freshmen, and that's something that we haven't had. And I say that, but the freshman class last year we had 10 or 11.
Yeah.
So, if we can continue that tradition of getting 10 or 11 kids in each class, that's always great, especially for practices. You don't have to go half line, and, you can rotate more kids, and, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, and that rotating more kids, that's how you keep those numbers coming, because everybody gets to play even if it's at practice.
For sure.
You know, and I know there, you know, other schools as freshmen go, well, we don't ever get to do anything, stand around and watch. But I know I've been to your practices. You involve everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, the biggest thing, and I know we talked about this last year, what you know, at the banquet, but last year was the first year that since I've been here where we had a full JV season. And that's something that, you know, our older guys didn't get to have just because of the numbers. So, you know, we're excited as coaches to get those guys out on a Monday night, those younger kids, and see what they can do. Because, you know, as much as me on a, you know, Friday night, if somebody goes down, those guys have to step in and fill that role. So we have to see if they can play at a high level for us.
Yeah, and we talked a month or so ago, and you said that you were really happy with the fact that you have some depth, which we've not had in recent years.
Yeah, and, you know, last year we had some depth in areas, but still kind of lacked in some others. I think you saw that late in the season when we went down two or three linebackers in one single whack. It was like two games, yeah, and had three linebackers go down at the end of the season. And, you know, guys stepped up and played that role well. But, you know, going back to that, talking about even our backfield, right now we have five guys that are pushing for time. And that's, you know, a great thing, because you see that in practice, that intensity and kids wanting to go out and get that starting role. So, or just have a role in that rotation that we have. And, you know, same thing goes for our offensive line, defensive line, and linebackers especially. So that just only builds that intensity and competitiveness in practice that sometimes you don't get if you don't have those numbers.
All right, so, of course, anytime it's a football game, you got to talk about quarterback. You got a quarterback that has played a lot of football coming back this year.
Yeah, and it seems like every time we come in here, we talk about his freshman year. But, you know, he was thrown into the fire his freshman year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, one of those things we wanted to do but had to do. And I think he learned from a lot of lessons from that. He does a great job. He's a one-time learner kid and you know, always is trying to build to be a leader for our football team. And I'll say this too, you know, he does a great job, and Kipton Atkinson has done a great job this summer too of, you know, building to be a leader, working on, you know, certain things that we had talked to him in, you know, before the season even started. So, you know, those two guys competing against each other every day, again, you know, just only adds to, you know, those smoother and more competitive practices.
Yeah, some of the folks I've talked to, some of the kids, they say that Harris has really stepped up as a leader.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really taking this on. This is his football team. And that's what you want out of your quarterback.
Always. And when you think of Thayer football and you think of those successful teams, you know, what did they have? They had a leader, great quarterbacks who, you know, could lead a team and maybe lacked in a certain area or whatever, but it didn't really matter because they wanted to find ways to win. And I think we have two guys that want to do that.
All right, so let's talk a little about these running backs. Zeb Dubois and Tommy Poole started last year, and they're both back.
Yes.
And they've got to be the odds-on favorites, I would think, to be the starters night in and night out.
Bringing 2,000-yard-plus rushers. You know, they obviously did a lot for us last year and continued that into the summer.
And they both gotten bigger and faster.
Yeah.
And stronger.
Yes. And, you know, that's great for us and great for them because, you know, Zeb, you know, lost a little bit of weight this summer, and you could see that with his speed, you know, in the middle part of the summer when we went to some camps. And that's just great for what we want to do offensively. And then talking about that rotation, Heath Combs really came in late as a great back for us. I think, you know, if you looked at the film in the last 2 weeks, third downs, if it wasn't third and two, you know, Heath was probably getting the football.
Yeah.
And just does a great job for us getting downhill. And, you know, he does something different that those two may not. And that goes for all of our kids. They do something that we may want to see that, you know, somebody else may not have, you know, or whatever. But anyway, talking about some other backs, Dominic Boyce came in.
Mr. Touchdown.
He came in
like
late again.
Dominic, end of the season, inside the 10-yard line, he's the guy getting the ball.
For sure.
It seemed that way anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, again, just one of those guys that does something different for our offense. And then another kid who's came on this summer is Rowan Johnson, runs the football extremely hard for us. He's going to be looking to get touches offensively. So, you know, again, we're only building to that, building in that running back roster and rotation.
Yeah, and we also talked during the summer. You were telling me that you're not going to have all 11 guys on offense playing on the defense. I mean, you're going to have a lot of guys just going to be going one way.
Yeah, and we bring back first-team all-conference linebacker Xavier Gonzalez, who just plays one way. Maddox Underwood, who was...
Would have been an all-conference linebacker if he wouldn't have celebrated and recovered a fumble.
Yeah, hurt his knee.
And got hurt, yeah.
Yeah, hurt his knee in the Ava game, but, you know, returns for us. Playing that weak side linebacker. You know, Dom's a rotational guy on offense, but, you know, plays middle backer for us, does a great job. You know, Connor Crowder's going to probably be that two-way guy this year. Have to fill some big shoes with Clark graduating. And I think Crowder has done a great job for us this summer. But, you know, just again, just talking about those guys that play one way. You know, we have four or five guys that just play one way, which is a big deal in Class 1, Class 2, and even in the higher level football.
Yeah, and Riley White, the boy has gotten huge. I mean, I remember when Riley was a freshman, sophomore, and he's just little, skinny, and he's a tall, skinny kid. And now he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's worked extremely hard. And, you know, I'd say, like you're saying, he's probably gained 10 to 15 pounds.
All of it in his arms. I mean, yeah. The boy's got some guns.
Yes, and, you know, we moved him this year from, you know, last year he played defensive back for us and receiver, and moved him to tight end and outside linebacker, and he's done a tremendous job for us this summer, and hopefully that carries over into the regular season because he's a hard worker, does what we ask him to do and then a little bit more. So hopefully we can see that success from him this year.
Yeah, and just a little bit about Cordell Washington. Didn't play football last year, out this year. I think all the Thayer folks know Cordell's extremely fast. And I wondered about his toughness until I came over and watched y'all play Salem. And their stud running back broke free, and he came up, and he made a solo tackle. And he was not afraid to stick his head in there and make a tackle. He put the kid on his back. So Cordell has shown some good toughness, at least to me, that I kind of question. Playing safety, that's got to be huge with his speed back there.
Yeah, he would have been nice to have last year, but with the transfer rules and stuff, he was ineligible last year. But, you know, was always there, you know, does a great job as far as, you know, it's hard to go from a school that maybe was spread and things like that to go into a team that we want to run the football and this is how we do stuff. And, you know, you always worry about that as a coach, is can a new kid do that? But, man, he stepped right in there and was not afraid of anything and does a tremendous job offensively for us, just adds a weapon to us that we can put in the backfield, can split out a receiver and do so much with a guy like that that has so much top-end speed. And then in the secondary, you know, like you're saying, if somebody breaks loose, Cordell's probably trying to run an alley to go make a play. I mean, he has great instincts defensively. You know, when you hear Dom talking, Cordell's talking right behind him. He wants to be that guy for us, and we let him be that guy for us. So we're excited to see how he produces this summer, or this fall, excuse me. You know, and I know he's excited, too, to get this thing rolling.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about getting it rolling. 2 weeks from today, going to Highland, Arkansas. They got the new turf field. It looks impressive. Do you think your kids will be intimidated in it all, going and playing in that atmosphere?
You know, fortunately, we were able to go to Highland three times this summer.
Okay, good.
So we're kind of familiar with that, and also familiar with you know, their players and you know what they're trying to do. So you know, I don't really think about that kind of stuff. But it was good to go over there this summer and you know, see the new facilities, which facilities are great. You know, I'm glad that community gets something like that.
All right, and then week two, and I don't know, we're going to wrap this up pretty quick, but week two, Lighthouse Christian, we got to go there, and you were telling me we're pretty sure the game's going to be at Hillcrest.
Yeah, it's in the works to be at Hillcrest. It's not a for sure yes yet, but it's in the works to be played at Hillcrest.
All right, and then, of course, SCA season after that, so let's quickly talk about the SCA, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Right now, amongst all the folks out and around that are talking SCA football and know anything, they're picking Thayer Mountain Grove 1-2 in the conference.
I think top to bottom this year is going to be week to week. Mountain View didn't lose as much as what people think they lost.
Right.
You know, they're still, I think, going to be right there in the mix, and hearing stuff from you know, this summer, Ava's going to be right in the mix too.
Yeah. Ava's always Ava.
Yes, and they, you know, they have a longstanding tradition of playing smash mouth football, and it could be, you know, that Friday night that, you know, it's anybody's game any Friday night. I think, you know, Willow's going to be on the rise. They had some really good young athletes last year that I think, it, you know, again, week to week, if a team doesn't prepare well for whoever's there on the schedule, it could be, you know, one of those games where you're trying to fight for a win.
Yeah, and one of the teams that I've been telling people, don't sleep on the Salem Tigers.
Yeah,
because they got a lot of kids back from last year, and we've seen their progress. They've been getting a little better every year the last 3 or 4 years. And I think people better not sleep on Salem, or they'll beat you.
Yeah, they brought back a lot of guys, you know, and they're trying to build that culture back up. And you could see that if you watch later in the season, those guys, you know, playing a lot better football together. And then adding in that eighth grade bunch who I think just about whooped up on everybody in the conference that they played. You know, they should have a really good mix and a lot of fun years to come. So,
All right, Coach, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah.
It's always fun to talk a little football and get ready for it. 2 weeks from today, season opener at Highland, folks. And, of course, K-Country 95, we're proud to again be bringing you Thayer Bobcat football every Friday night. I am getting ready to start my 44th year.
I was just about to ask how many years you've done it, and that's a long time.
It's a long time, and we're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow night. I'm actually going to be speaking at the alumni, or not the alumni, the Booster Club steak dinner tomorrow.
Yep, that'll be great. And if you're not signed up or bought tickets to go to that, it's always a great time, and we're lucky to have Mike come and speak for us.
I don't know about that. I'd rather have Saban or somebody like that, Eli Drinkowitz, but I'll do my best. Coach, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, there you go. Briar Hancock, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats. And, folks, I'm telling you,